Today is the 4th of March, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you are joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book which can be downloaded. And if you'd like to support Walking the Way, or you'd like more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk. Or you can simply follow all the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Eternal and almighty God, you are hidden from my sight. You are beyond the understanding of my mind. Your thoughts are not like my thoughts. Your ways are beyond finding out. And yet you've breathed your spirit into my life. You've formed my mind to seek you. You've inclined my heart to love you. Yet you've made me restless for the rest that is in you. Yet you've planted within me a hunger and thirst that really makes me dissatisfied with all the joys of this world. Lord, you alone know what lies before me today. So help me to stay close to you today. Let me be in the world, but not of it. Let me use this world without abusing it. Suggest, direct, and control every movement of my mind for my Lord Jesus' sake. Amen. 2 Samuel 1, verse 19. The splendor of Israel lies slain on your heights. How the mighty have fallen. On the 11th of November, at 11 o'clock, every year here in the UK, the country comes to a standstill as we remember those who've made the ultimate sacrifice in service of their country. We call it Armistice Day, and it commemorates the signing of the armistice between Germany and the Allies that brought World War I to its end. And 11 o'clock is the exact moment when the guns fell silent. And each and every year, the country remembers, and the country mourns those it has lost. Our chapter today deals with David's mourning the loss of Saul, Jonathan, and all the soldiers who died on Mount Gilboa that day. You see, it's a song of grief and of loss. But interestingly, unlike so many of David's other songs, it doesn't mention God. David doesn't blame God. But maybe, as Mary Evans puts it in her commentary on Samuel, maybe he was so grief-stricken that he simply couldn't recognize God's presence in his grief. And that is completely understandable. You see, whether our grief is the loss of a loved one, the grief of remembering those who've died in tragedies, or those who've given their lives in war, God is still with us. And in our grief, those dark times of our souls, we may not see him, but he is still there. And occasions like Armistice Day in the UK or Memorial Day in the States, those days when we remember those who've died, those days serve as a reminder that God is still with us. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today we read 2 Samuel Chapter 1. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and to respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 1. After the death of Saul, David returned from defeating the Amalekites and stayed in Ziklag 2 days. On the third day, a man with torn clothes and dust on his head came from Saul's camp. When he came to David, he fell on the ground and paid homage. David asked him, "Where have you come from?" He replied to him, "I've escaped from the Israelite camp." "What was the outcome? Tell me," David asked him. "The troops fled the battle," he answered. "Many of the troops have fallen and are dead. Also Saul and his son Jonathan are dead." David asked the young man who brought him the report, "How do you know Saul and his son Jonathan are dead?" "I happened to be on Mount Gilboa," he replied, "and there was Saul leaning on his spear. At that moment, the chariots and the cavalry were closing in on him. When he turned around and saw me, he called out to me, so I answered, 'I am at your service.' He asked me, 'Who are you?' I told him, 'I am an Amalekite.' Then he begged me, 'Stand over me and kill me, for I am mortally wounded, but my life still lingers.' So I stood over him and killed him because I knew that after he had fallen, he couldn't survive. I took the crown that was on his head and the armband that was on his arm, and I've brought them here to my lord." Then David took hold of his clothes and tore them, and all the men with him did the same. They mourned and wept and fasted until evening for those who died by the sword, for Saul, his son Jonathan, the Lord's people and the house of Israel. David inquired of the young man who'd brought him the report, "Where are you from?" "I am a foreigner," he said. "I am an Amalekite." David questioned him, "How is it that you were not afraid to lift your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" Then David summoned one of his servants and said, "Come here and kill him." The servant struck him and he died. For David had said to the Amalekite, "Your blood is on your own head because your own mouth testified against you by saying, 'I killed the Lord's anointed.'" David sang the following lament for Saul and his son Jonathan, and he ordered the Judahites to be taught the song of the bow. It is written in the book of Jasher, "The splendor of Israel lies slain on your heights. How the mighty have fallen. Do not tell it in Gath. Don't announce it in the marketplaces of Ashkelon, or the daughters of the Philistines will rejoice, and the daughters of the uncircumcised will gloat. Mountains of Gilboa, let no dew or rain be on you, or fields of offerings. For there the shield of the mighty was defiled, the shield of Saul no longer anointed with oil. Jonathan's bow never retreated. Saul's sword never returned unstained from the blood of the slain, from the bodies of the mighty. Saul and Jonathan, loved and delightful, they were not parted in life or in death. They were swifter than eagles, stronger than lions. Daughters of Israel, weep for Saul who clothed you in scarlet, with luxurious things, who decked your garments with gold ornaments. How the mighty have fallen in the thick of battle. Jonathan lies slain on your heights. I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. You were such a friend for me. Your love for me was more wonderful than the love of a woman. How the mighty have fallen, and the weapons of war have perished." We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words of David. And after the music, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, as a prayer for all those who visit the sick or the housebound. You have blessed us, O God, with the gift of friendship, the bondings of persons in a circle of love. We thank you for that blessing, for friends who love us, who share in our sorrows, who laugh with us in celebration, who bear our pain, who need us as we need them, who weep as we weep, who hold us when words fail, and who give us the freedom to be ourselves. So today bless our friends, Lord, with health, wholeness, life, and love. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.